This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And this is Hour 1 on a Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, January 17th. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here. Yes, Fritzy is here. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. Been a while since we've had him on. Mike will join us later on. We'll have more insights into Jim Harbaugh. He met with the Chargers, met with the Falcons while still negotiating with Michigan. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports has been covering that and had some great details, so he'll join us coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you for allowing us into your homes. And for those listening on radio, thank you for allowing us into your cars as you commute, or maybe you're still at home. And Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, will have a poll question coming up and a few other comments coming up on the Patriot Way, until it's not the Patriot Way. You know, that's the one organization that I can think of in my 40 years doing this that you didn't get information out of. If you did, it was really, really rare. The Patriot Way, nobody said anything. Nobody spoke out of school. Now, all of a sudden, Bill Belichick is gone, and they're open for business. Now you're picking sides on what was going on with Belichick and Robert Kraft and his son. Also, the quarterbacking position with Mac Jones, he seems to be used as a pawn there. Bill didn't want him. The Kraft family got more and more involved. And then Belichick is the guy who said to the Kraft family, let's move on from Tom. He can't play anymore. And then Tom wins the Super Bowl. And then Robert Kraft reportedly says to Bill Belichick, I thought you told me he can't play anymore. He won a bleeping Super Bowl. But Bill Belichick was cleaning out his office just a couple of days after the loss to the Jets. But it feels like there's a whole lot more that went on there in the last decade. And it felt like the Kraft family was taking more control. And it wasn't a question of if, but when Bill Belichick was going to leave. All right, poll question. What do you have, Seton, for the first hour of this program?
Who would you rather have coach your NFL team? Okay. Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh?
Now, I know you're simplifying that, but it's not as simple, because if you said Jim Harbaugh is going to coach Justin Herbert and the Chargers, or Bill Belichick was, I would take Jim Harbaugh. If you said the Dallas Cowboys, Jim Harbaugh or Bill Belichick, I'd say Bill Belichick.
How about the Atlanta Falcons?
So Harbaugh interviews with the Falcons. Bill Belichick interviews with the Falcons. If I would have said that at the beginning of the year, hey, you know, the Falcons, they're going to have a coaching vacancy. And I would have said, okay. Oh, you know who they're going to interview? Bill Belichick and Jim Harbaugh. Now, Harbaugh, I'd go, okay, because he's been trying to get back into the NFL. But for Belichick and the juicy irony of he's now going to coach the Falcons, then I would say, no, that's not happening. But here we are, and the Falcons are swinging for the fences. You know, Arthur Blank is, you know, going after the biggest names. See if he can reel one in. Because he's another owner who almost won a Super Bowl. He's been closer than Jerry Jones has. He's got everything, but he doesn't have anything. He's always on the sidelines. He's ready to celebrate. And then, no, crushing. But now he's swinging for the fences. You're not bringing in a young offensive coordinator, an Arthur Smith. Now you're going after big boys here. And I give him credit because you did credit. Because give him credit because he's got skilled position players. They have a nucleus here. And that's Belichick wants to get that team that is undervalued from the standpoint of just like when Brady went to the Buccaneers. I think we were surprised because we thought, well, he's going to go to a team that's sort of a 500 team. Well, he saw that they were far more than that, and they were further along than we thought. And maybe Belichick and Jim Harbaugh look at the Falcons and go, okay, we just have to get a quarterback. Well, that's how all these coaches lost their jobs, because they didn't have a quarterback. That's what I love about the Chargers' job. I have my quarterback. He's under contract. Can I look at free agency and go, okay, who's out there? Who are you going to get? And that's the tricky part with all of this. Who's my quarterback? That's why all of these jobs are open, except for the Chargers, because Brandon Staley just didn't do a good job managing that team. And he had his quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
If you were deciding between Belichick and Harbaugh, how much, if at all, would the age difference matter? There's an 11-year age difference.
Oh, yeah, that would matter, because I don't know how long, you know, Bill wants to coach for. I mean, is he going to coach for 3 years? Is he going to coach till he gets the record? Is he going to coach till, you know, he gets deep into the playoffs? Harbaugh, I could see him maybe, you know, a decade coaching, whether it's at Michigan and or the NFL. And I know that they're talking about Jim Harbaugh with this, hey, we're going to give him a 10-year deal. He's going to make $11.5 million. Well, that's not his final contract, because he could be 2 years in and say, you know what? Yeah, I won another national championship. Now I really want to coach in the NFL. And he made a point to say after he won the national title, hey, I get to sit at the big boy table. His dad won a national championship and his brother won a Super Bowl. He won a national championship, but it still feels like, and this may be me kind of letting you into my world with my brothers, we're competitive.
Family dynamics like that are so funny.
I know. That's why when you go, wait, everybody should be happy. Yeah, there's competition. And if you're Jim Harbaugh and John won a Super Bowl, boy, it'd be nice to have a Super Bowl and a national championship, because then I get to sit at the head of the table. Jim's that competitive.
Then you could sit around and be like, you know, I got to tell you, I can't tell which one was more difficult. I mean, they both come with unique challenges.
Or I'm not sure which ring I'm going to wear today. Oh, John, you're wearing your Super Bowl ring. I'm going to wear the national championship. You know what? I'm going to put my Super Bowl ring on. Family dynamics there. The competition that's there. The ego that's there. That factors into all of this. Because Jim has done everything you would want, considering what has happened in, what is, 9 years there at Michigan. You know, couldn't beat Ohio State. Got to beat Ohio State. Can't beat Ohio State. All right. Maybe you're not the guy. Maybe we're going to cut your salary here. Oh, wait a minute. You beat Ohio State. Oh, you beat him again. Oh, you're going to play for national. Oh, you won a national championship. And then Jim's taking the victory lap like, all right, I'm going to make you sweat a little bit here.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Because he's going to get paid. The question is, and there's language in the contract, according to Dan Wetzel, of let's say something happens with the NCAA and Michigan wants to move on from Jim Harbaugh. He doesn't want to have the language in there that allows them to move on if it's NCAA related. Now, it could be performance related, but Jim, I think, is trying to protect himself. If he stays there, that he doesn't get fired if the sanctions come back and, you know, they come down hard on Michigan. What other poll question do you have, Seton?
Well, whose future are you more curious about, Belichick's or Harbaugh's?
I would say Belichick, because I believe Harbaugh is going to go back to the NFL. It's not this time around. It'll be in a couple of years. Belichick to go to another team. That would be so bizarre to see him wearing somebody else's hoodie, you know, carved up sweatshirt there on the sidelines.
How many games is he away?
15.
15?
Now, if he went to the Cowboys, then that would be mind-blowing, where you're going, oh, my God, he's coaching the Cowboys and maybe gets them to a Super Bowl and surpasses Don Shula's all-time record. So I would say, Bill, just because I never thought we would get to this day. Harbaugh, I'm not surprised and won't be surprised. I won't be surprised if he goes back, and I won't be surprised if he goes to the NFL. I think it's more of the job that you would take to leave Michigan, and I would stay at Michigan. But I get it with these coaches. It feels like the NFL has more stability than college does. And it used to be these control freaks. You know, that's why Nick Saban's like, transfer portal, NIL. You don't want to deal with that. And they didn't have to deal with that for decades. Because it was like, let's just pay some players under the table. We'll get the best players we can get. Now, you could probably use that response for a lot of coaches. But, hey, let's stockpile players on scholarship. Hey, we can do that. And that's what happened. It was, you were able to control everything. Now you can't control anything. Because that kid has all the leverage. Imagine you're a freshman. You rush for, 1,200 yards. You go to one of these big-time coaches and you go, I don't know. I'd like to stay. But I'd like to redo my deal. That's what's going on right now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So you got these guys, big-time coaches are like, you got to be kidding me. You know, their thought bubbles as they're sitting there with this kid, 19 years of age, just rushed for 1,200 yards, projected to be a first rounder in a couple of years. Yeah, I'd like to redo my deal.
Again, the coaches are like, wait a minute. You can't redo your deal
only
after
we
one,
can.
Good one good season. Yeah. You're going to redo your deal. That's not how it works. This is a contract. Oh.
But that's the headache that you have with college football, or at least these guys who already have that mindset of, we control everything here. And then you don't control anything. And I could see where that, Nick Saban left because of that. Reggie Bush was with us yesterday, and he said he firmly believes NIL. That's one of the reasons. That's why you have to have young, energetic coaches who can deal with the transfer portal. They can deal with NIL. They understand this is the new way of doing business. And that's where I want to see how long it's sustainable for Dion at Colorado. Because he basically said that he opened everybody's eyes to this. He said, this is what's going on now. Let's not kid anybody. It's about the transfer portal and what I can do for you and you can do for me, and we're in business together. By the way, Mike Tomlin is back for 2024. Not sure why he didn't say that. I don't know why he didn't say that after the loss. Unless he was offended by the reporter's question of, hey, you got 1 year left on your deal. Bill, I didn't finish my question. I didn't even get to ask the question. But he says he's coming back for 2024. Yes, Seton.
It's probably just emotional. I mean, they just lost.
But
it's probably been a long season for him and got an appropriate question, but in his mind, a dumbass question that he didn't feel like answering right now. So he just walked away. I kind of get that.
But then you're adding more to it. So you don't want to answer that question. So now you're going to answer more questions with, well, why did you walk? That's what I'd want to know. Why did you walk off the podium after the loss, Coach?
Yeah. But what if he blew up on the person instead?
Well,
I
don't know if it's...
I'm just trying to, devil's advocate it.
Yeah. It just feels like Tomlin deals with this as well as anybody. I mean, you're 17 years in. You're going to get a question you don't like. Or how do I answer this?
See, I feel like it's exactly... He's 17 years in. Why do I have to deal with this crap? You know? He's earned the right to not have to do that.
But to walk off? See, that... I don't know.
Maybe he was about to lose it and said, I'd be better served walking.
Self-preservation kind of thing.
Yeah, like I know what's about to happen, right, and I've got enough control to walk. Mm-hmm. That's what I read from it.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
It seemed unnecessarily dramatic. You could just say a myriad of things, including, I'm not going to answer that right now. We just lost. Let me deal with the season ending a little more abruptly than I had anticipated, but thank you.
I'm not thinking to myself right now, okay? There's guys in that locker room hurting.
Are hurting.
Okay? That's what I'm thinking about right now. I'm not thinking about myself right now, okay?
By the way, Nick Sirianni is reportedly meeting with the owner of the Eagles today.
Swipe card.
Here you go. Playbook. Here you go. Parking pass. Here you go. Can I keep the visor? Yeah, keep the visor. Yeah, Paul.
Is this a situation where Nick Sirianni fires all the assistants and gets one more year?
But he already lost his coordinators last couple of years.
Which is why they lost this year.
Yes. Yeah. You know who's getting a lot of heat? Jalen Hurts.
That's new.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's new?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, is that an old headline?
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't have a good year this year. This is where I always will go one more year instead of giving you the contract extension a year early. Always. I don't care who it is. You know, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts. Who else did I say this about? Even Josh Allen. Like, you just go, give me one more year. You know, Danny Dimes. I'm like, no. You know, make him prove it one more year, because it's such a fickle league. And I talked to a former defensive coordinator last night who said, once the league gets a book on you, now they want to see how you react. The league has a book on Jalen Hurts. And so now it's up to him and Nick Sirianni or whoever's the coach, offensive coordinator. Now you have to react. It's a game of chess all the time. Take away that, now what do you do? All right, we took away that, now what do you do? And that's what Jalen Hurts has to do. Now he has to be able to play chess again. And maybe he wasn't healthy. I know the knee, that was a big deal. And, you know, even the finger, although Troy said during the game or prior to the game, that shouldn't be an issue. He looked like he was throwing the ball really well. You know, Tampa just beat him. Yeah, they were more physical. They just beat him. I watched the replay of that game. Last night.
That's fun, though.
And I'm still yelling at the Eagles to tackle. I'm going, tackle him. And, you know, I think they thought it was two-hand touch. And even then, they didn't do well with that. I'm going, oh, my God, Chris Godwin is looking like Gale Sayers going down the field. And I know quit is a terrible word to use. It is. And I would hate for somebody to say that about me if I played. But it just, they felt, and it's semantics, they just felt less than inspired. Like, did it mean, it's almost like they knew they weren't a Super Bowl caliber team. Right? It just felt like, yeah, we're in the playoffs, but Tampa was thrilled to be in, and they played that way. The Lions, thrilled to be in, they played that way. The Cowboys were already thinking about Vegas, and they played that way. Packers, inspired, thrilled, young team, quarterback, rally behind him. And they played like that. It's not a coincidence. Baltimore can't play entitled. San Francisco can't play entitled. Every game, every single game, do what you need to do right in front of you. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Patrick Mahomes. We'll also hear an interesting question that was posed to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach, Todd Bowles, and phone calls. We'll settle on our poll question as well. We're 18 after the hour. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, bringing you an offer you can't refuse. I did watch a little bit of The Godfather 2 last night. You know, with... Don't want Fredo going out on the boat, and I felt bad.
Spoiler.
Yeah, you're not coming back.
But have you seen one?
Yeah, I kind of seen it bits and pieces.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, in an hour from now. Jim Harbaugh interviewed with the Chargers, yesterday interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons while negotiating a new contract extension with Michigan. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times best-selling author, had some nice juicy details about this with what Jim Harbaugh is trying to put in his contract, the language. Good morning, Dan. Enlighten our audience on what Harbaugh is trying to put in this new contract extension.
Well, I think, look, if he gets offered the right job in the NFL, he's going to go to the NFL. I think that's a fair expectation. So this is really a backup plan. I'm not really sure there's anything Michigan could do other than some absurd financial amount or something that could keep Jim Harbaugh if he finds the intriguing offer. But there's certainly the backup plan. So it's, you know, 6 years, $11.5 million guaranteed base with some performance bonuses that would make him either certainly the highest paid in the Big Ten, perhaps in the whole country. Some of these new deals, we're not sure all the details. There are certain clauses that are unusual. He can't he basically can't get immunity from punishment for either of the two current NCAA investigations that are going on. One into whether he misled investigators who are looking into a bunch of level two violations. And then, of course, the Connor Stallion situation with the advanced scouting and the sign stealing. There would be a set deal that in future violations, there'd be kind of a matrix defined if anything else comes up of series of fines, really laying out some different things that could happen in the future. He's trying to not execute this deal. Even if he were to agree to an extension right now, it wouldn't go into place until February 15th, which is pretty smart because right now his buyout, if a team wants to hire him away from Michigan, they owe Michigan $1.5 million. That dropped on January 11th. The new deal would maybe be about $4 million. But if it's not executed until February 15th, then that would pretty much be the entire NFL cycle, coaching carousel cycle. So, you know, he would still be on the lower deal. Different ways that he could potentially be terminated. I mean, he's trying to get everything in there that he possibly can. It's a really unique situation because rarely do we have a coach win a national championship, also be under two NCAA violation cases, and have all this NFL interest at the same time. So, as with everything with Jim Harbaugh, it is its own unique contract job search situation.
But I think Bill Self has similar language in his contract at Kansas.
He does, and that might be the path here. Bill Self wasn't about to leave for the NBA while he was working that out, though. But Bill Self is essentially unfireable. And it gets to where if you're going to fire Harbaugh for cause, it would go to like a three. It wouldn't be the AD who could do it. It would be a three-panel arbitration, kind of stuff they do with presidents of universities. It's pretty creative to get as much protection for Jim as you possibly can going forward. And a quick aside, the NCAA has got a new system in place called strict liability for head coaches, so that if anybody on your staff, any assistant coach, any staffer, violates an NCAA rule, the head coach is now responsible. And I think what Jim is trying to do here, and I think is going to become commonplace for all coaches, is that may be true for the NCAA, but I can't be fired for that. I can't. Normally, if there's an NCAA violation, the language would say that is cause for termination. I think what all these coaches are going to say is that's not fair. There's 100 people working in this football office. There's 25 working in this basketball. If somebody does something somewhere, I can't lose my $10 million a year job. So he's a little cutting edge on that one, that the coaches aren't too in favor of this new NCAA standard of punishment.
If Jim Harbaugh goes to the NFL, is he obligated to talk to the NCAA with the investigation into Michigan's sanctions?
He is not. So once you're not an NCAA coach, you are free to walk away, and they mercifully do not have the power to compel testimony. I don't think we need that out of NCAA investigators.
Is it Harbaugh wants to go to the NFL? I'm trying to figure out, if I'm Michigan in this situation, like at what point do you say, we're going to move on here? Can they move on from Jim Harbaugh before Jim Harbaugh moves on from them?
You know, he's 40-3 in the last 3 years, just won the national title.
Yeah, but they won six games without him on the sideline.
They did, but they won half a national title in 1997, and the one before that was 1948. So Jim Harbaugh has a tremendous amount of support, certainly amongst the fans and boosters. Okay. And the school. They want to keep him, but I agree with you. I think there's only so much you can do. Hey, look, if you want to go to the Chargers, go to the Chargers. And look, there's seven jobs open now. We could still get Dallas. We could still get Philly. Probably not Pittsburgh, we're hearing now, but you don't know. We're starting to get into real franchise. This isn't like, do you want to go to Carolina and lose and get fired in 2 years? These are real opportunities. He's already interviewed at two spots. So I kind of feel like if Jim Harbaugh can't get a NFL job this year, it's not going to happen. And if if you're Michigan, you're kind of like, look, we'll pay you. We'll give you some stuff. We'll protect you. We've been behind you all the way. But to just walk away from them, they're not ready to do that. That's just the situation. He's 15-0 does a lot for your juice on campus.
if you could place Jim Harbaugh in the NFL, knowing his personality, where would you place him?
I don't know that his personality, I don't think it necessarily matters where. I think he has to have an owner that understands that he's not going to operate maybe quite like somebody else, but guy's a remarkable football coach. So I would just want him at a ready-made winner. I think, you know, if you could plug him in and he can create the culture and the staff.
But
and
like
the
whole Dallas, purpose. But like Dallas with
I don't know Jerry if Dallas Jim. Is a great idea. You know, I think the Chargers would be great. There's not going to be a lot of media attention and all that. Put him in the middle of the circus and he's going to become part of the circus. If you keep him kind of just coaching football. I think one of Harbaugh's issues at Michigan and the reason there's violation cases stuff, he's not from the outside looking in, and my guess in knowing people, he's not a manager of 100 people. He's a football coach, and he needs to coach football, not what is this assistant doing? Am I on top of this staffer? What's this guy up to? That's not him. He needs to coach football and be focused on that. I think he'd be a great coach for the Chargers right now with a quarterback, but you got to put him in as a ready-made winner. And I think he's the kind of guy that maybe can take you the next step. He certainly was, 4 years in San Francisco, 3 conference championship games and 1 Super Bowl. He lost a Super Bowl on a goal line stand. He lost 1 conference championship game to the Giants in overtime. He lost another to Seattle on a remarkable pass breakup by Richard Sherman, famous pass. I mean, he was as close as you're about to get for that 3-year stretch of winning a Super Bowl. Both those teams, I think, went on to win it. So he was a remarkable NFL coach. He's been a remarkable college coach, but he's going to move to his own beat, his own drummer, all of that stuff. You can't expect him to be anything other than Jim Harbaugh. You got to buy the whole package and hope it works out.
Great stuff, Dan. Good to check with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times bestselling author. It feels like everybody that we've had on, whether it's NFL insiders, even people who cover college football, that Jim Harbaugh is going to the NFL. The longer it goes, now I'm guessing in the next week or so, my time frame would be in 10 days, that maybe we know where Jim Harbaugh is going to go. Because what happens is it's a domino effect. Teams are maybe waiting for somebody who's still coaching, maybe a coordinator who's still coaching. Maybe there's a team that's still playing that maybe moves on from their coach, as strange as that may sound. But it does happen. And let's say Atlanta hires Bill Belichick. So what's Jerry Jones do? What do the Chargers do? What do the Eagles do? What if the Raiders, do something different? You know, do you keep your coach? Are you more likely, less likely? That's what happens because you just want to make sure this is what happens now. Let's say Jim Harbaugh is going to go to the NFL, or at least considering it. He's already talked to people to be his coordinators, offense, defensive coordinators, special teams. He's already trying to get a staff together of, if this happens, I'm bringing you guys in. Well, they may still be on other teams right now. But this is what you do. Who's Bill Belichick going to bring to Dallas or Atlanta? That's what you do. You get a staff together, because if I'm an owner, one of the things I'm going to say to you is, who are you going to bring in? And this is just me and the owner. We're not going to let anybody know what we're talking about here. It's just, I'm going to tell you, these are the people I'm bringing in. Because I'm not just bringing in you, I'm bringing in your culture. I'm bringing in who your coaches are. I got to tell staff members, Mike McCarthy's staff, does anybody stay? Dan Quinn, what if he takes Seattle? Does that mean you're more likely to move on from Mike McCarthy? Less likely. I'm trying to understand the ownership aspect of this and what is going on right now. Harbaugh already knows who his staff's going to be. Belichick probably has an idea who his staff's going to be. Antonio Pierce keeps his staff with the Raiders. What's Carolina do? Who wants to go into that mess? How long are you going to be there? You're going to give up your job now to go there? Maybe you get a promotion? You might not be there in 2 years. The Chargers, who's going to be the offensive coordinator for Justin Herbert? All of these things, It's the ancillary stuff, but it's all inclusive in hiring somebody. All right, a couple of phone calls here. James in Texas. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, Dan?
Hey, bud.
59185. Just a quick follow-up about kind of silly, stupid questions that have been asked. I grew up playing a bunch of junior tennis. Ended up finding myself sitting next to Andy Roddick on a flight. Played it cool. Didn't talk to him. Didn't ask for an autograph. And then once we land, I finally broke down, and I said, hey, man, huge fan. I thought he had a tennis academy in Austin. So I did it. I said, how's the tennis academy? And he said, I don't have a tennis academy. And I tried to save it. I was like, no, I thought that, and it was not good. And he was like, no, bro, no academy.
All right. Gave it a shot. Could have been a lot worse, like a lot of people listening in on your question. Because sometimes you can ask a question, and it's just you and that person. There's other times when you're asking a question, and there's a lot of people listening in. Greg in Indiana. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. 5'8", yep. And I'm not telling. After Jim Nantz and Tony Romo were on yesterday, I was wanting to ask Paulie if he's heard from Andrew Luck lately, and if so, what his thoughts are on the playoffs.
Not really up on the playoffs. Book club takes priority. Back to you.
Yeah.
Book club.
And, of course, a lot of reaction. A lot of people love the cameo appearance by Jim Nantz, Tony Romo. In fact, they're back with us. Hey, Jim, how are you?
The brand new Murder, She Wrote, not on the West Coast. We're going to keep an eye on the Carolina Panthers. They're down 4 on their own goal line. They're going to get it out of there. Tony, what do you think?
I think they got to punch this one in, Jim. This is a big down. What would you do?
We will keep an eye on that. Thanks, Tone.
I like when Tony says, what would you do, or I don't know.
Jim's like, I'm not an analyst.
Yeah. Jim's like, that's why you're here.
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. What do you think?
When's the Masters?
I mean, I didn't know they had that in them.
It feels like you could be sitting next to Tony in your living room, because you probably have friends where you go, what do you think they're going to do? I don't know. I'd run it in.
An all-new 60 Minutes, a profile on Adele.
Yeah, Murder.
Fourth down for the Chargers.
Kevin in North Carolina. Hi, Kevin.
Oh, you got
it. Okay. No, he's going that way.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
How you doing? Every time. You always catch me in the middle of work.
What are you doing?
What's going on, Dan? Well, I'm at the office trying to invoice. You know, we got to get paid in order to stay above water here.
Okay. All right. Well, how can I help you?
All right. So, look, I don't think Mr. Bowles, Coach Bowles, let that girl off the hook as much as y'all think he did, because he was a little passive aggressive with his response. But I got 2 Super Bowl matchups. I want to ask which one interests you the most. So it's 49ers versus Ravens, or the Bills versus the Lions. If you had to choose between those two, which one it is, ultimately I think it's the Bills versus the 49ers, because I think Allen's playoff experience will propel him past Baltimore next week.
Well, I'd rather have the Bills and the Lions. I'd rather have that as the Super Bowl matchup, because somebody has to win a Super Bowl. The Niners and the Ravens and a rematch, that would be great. But I would say Buffalo and Detroit, just given what's at stake. You know, Buffalo's gone through so many hardships here. Detroit hasn't gotten to the point to have a hardship. It's just been a long slog there. Yeah, Paulie.
Bills Lions is Cubs Indians 2016 with the World Series.
Yeah, great point.
Someone has to get it.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You can watch NFL Network with Michael Irvin on NFL Network's NFL Game Day Morning. That'll be Saturday. They start at noon Eastern. Sunday they will start at 11 a.m. Eastern. And the playmaker, three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, back on the program. Mike, good to see you again. Could you have played for Bill Belichick?
Hey, D, I'm not going to let you slide right on up in my DM like that right there without saying how much you miss me and you know how much I miss you. Are you joking, D? Come on, man. You know, it's so good to talk to you, buddy. It is so good to talk.
It is great to see you. It is great to see you.
Listen, I love Belichick. I would have loved to play for Belichick and still could play if I could play for Belichick. Let me tell you why. Anybody, DP, that wants to be the best at what they do and try to win championships, yeah. You know what Belichick is. You know what he's about. He's about discipline. He's about little things, those little things that will surely help you win a championship. Absolutely.
All right. Let me get the question out of the way with the Cowboys. What should Jerry Jones do, if anything, at the head coaching position?
This is a tough one. You know, it's not like you went from, and I guess that means you're a victim of your own success. It's not like you went from 8 wins, 9 wins, snuck in the playoffs, and then lost. Then went to 11 wins, got in the playoffs, and maybe went around in it. Then go to 13 wins. And, you know what I mean? That you saw growth each year. You came in 12 wins out in the first round. Then did another 12 wins, and you get out in the second round. Then another 12, and you're back out in the first round. It's about those big moments. If you're a player, if you are a coach, and the 12 wins are great, but if you keep getting out, you'll never get to the final goal. So I think it's hard to go into next year selling what you sold this year to a fan base who has waited patiently and thought, man, if you can't get it any better than it was set up this year.
Okay, so what are you doing?
So I always believe that hope dictates effort. You know, more hope I got, the more effort I give. And if you take this into next year, you're giving the fan base less hope and you can expect less effort. You see what I'm saying? Because they're going to say, why am I investing all of my time and all of my money when we know it's going to be the end result? That's what I'm worried about. So, yes, I think Jared has to see that and make some decisions on moving forward.
Okay.
With someone.
But let's say you don't get Belichick. Now, are you going to make the move to make the move? Or are you going to make the move because I know the guy coming in is going to be bring a different culture than we have?
Well, here is what you can call fortunate for some, unfortunate for others. There is a number of very, very, very. Let me drop one more. Very. One more very good coaches out here. So even if you don't get Belichick, there's a Vrabel. There are other guys out here that can help align you with the kind of game and what I think you need here in Dallas. This is not a thing where I think the Cowboys don't have the skill. I keep telling people why our business is different. It's not just about your skill. You're going up against another grown-ass man. That's a grown man. This ain't a computer you punching. You also got to have the will. You got to get your skill in your will. And you got to go up against a man. And some people have great skill, but not great will. And you can need a coach that can help deepen that will. And there are great coaches out there that can help deepen your will.
Could you see Jim Harbaugh getting along with Jerry Jones?
Failure, disappointment, pain, sadness. It pushes a lot of junk to the side. You see what I'm saying about it? Well, Jerry can't do it. Jerry can't deal with that. This kind of pain and sadness, just you can't. You can deal with it. And let's be real. Jim Harbaugh, Bill Belichick, all of them, they got what we call, because they got that thing that's common to all men. It's three letters. E-G-O. And what would it be like to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? How good would that be for your E? G-O, stop messing around.
Yeah, but I worry about Jerry Jones's E-G-O.
What are you worried about? Don't worry about Jerry Jones.
I need him to get out.
Let me tell you what you worry. Only worry about Jerry Jones. M-O-N-E-Y. That's what that's about. He bring up the money. You go get your E-G-O right because you're the Dallas Cowboys head coach. You want to be Tom Brady? The Dallas Cowboys will make your E-G-O right. You want to beat Robert Kraft? Your Dallas Cowboys will make your E-G-O right. You want to beat the Patriots? It's the Dallas Cowboys. The real America's team.
All right.
Lift your E-G-O up here. That's all I'm saying.
Steve Y-O-U-N-G joined us yesterday. And Steve goes, Jerry is the problem. Jerry Jones is the problem. Plus, the players are already stars before they accomplish something. They're celebrities. He said that you should have the Cowboys start the season, no stars on the helmet. You get to 10 wins, you get one star. You win a playoff game, you get your other star. He wasn't kidding.
You know I love Steve. You know how much I love.
Uh-oh, here we go.
A lot of those boys, you know, a lot of those boys he got. We played in the grass, rode around in the lawn, all in Hawaii. I love his boys. He called me Uncle Mike. But Steve, tell Steve to perpetuate that mess in 49ers land. Don't shoot that directive nowhere near the Cowboys. No. I want you
the
to
The Niners
remember.
Are more successful than the Cowboys are.
Well, it depends on what we're looking at right now. Yes, they are right now still in the playoff. But ain't nobody more successful than that brand of the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree. The brand.
Right. Okay. So. So now. So when the San Fran gets up here, it's up here. It's high. The other people might be down here. But San Fran's high. But when Dallas Cowboys get up here, it's up here.
They haven't been up there in 30 years, Mike.
Well, they've been right here. They just haven't been over the top in 30 years. And that's what we're talking about right now. That's why you got me on, because we're talking about what we need to do. Now, let's just be real. It's only 8 teams left. So they're what? another 32 teams out here that 30 teams out here that 24 teams out here. 24 teams out here that still are home just like the Dallas Cowboys right now. So here's what you're going to do, Dan. And here's what everybody else is going to do. Everybody else is going to start talking about, oh, it's just the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody going to talk about them other 24 teams that have got their butts home, too. You know why? Because they're not way up here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Cowboys this year were at home.
Now, I'm trying to let y'all get some of this. I'm trying to let y'all get on the Cowboys. But if you don't try to rip us up, I got to come back out with a fist.
No. Sometimes, Mike, you just don't fight because you take the loss. You got knocked out. You got knocked out. You were Tyson against Buster Douglas. You got knocked out, Mike. You're looking for your mouthpiece. You got knocked out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
I'm looking for the mouthpiece.
All right, let's take a breath. Let's just take a breath here. All right, take a breath. Take a breath.
That's a good one, Dan. I can't even come up. No. I can't even come up with 32 from 8. It's 24. I'm so frazzled. Somebody last night said to me, man, Mike, I know I saw you crying all Sunday. I said, Joker, I'm still crying. What the hell are you talking about?
So when it's all said and done, who's going to be in Vegas with these teams?
Man, it looks like it's going to be the color of that logo that people be talking about, that purple red, honestly, that purple and dark red or whatever San Fran is and Baltimore. But now, this is interesting because these young guys don't know what they need to know. And man, Dan, listen, man, that dude CJ Stroud, that dude right there, Jordan Love, those are two young dudes that's going to create havoc this weekend. I mean, they're going up against a tough challenge, but they'll be up for the challenge. And each one of those kids can rise above the system. You know, you can get Miami with that, with what San Fran did. But you can't. These kids can rise above the system. Even if you get San Fran, Stroud, Jordan Love, they can rise above the system.
Do you have anything interesting in your office there? I don't see any awards. There's no hardware in there. What's going on?
Man, listen, man. I keep telling my lady, get all this stuff out of here, man. I said, when you win one ring or one Super Bowl, then you got to keep it back there to remind people. But when you got as many as I had, I didn't know you have them. Get all this stuff out of here. I got more rings than Super Bowl championship. You see, college championship, Emmys, all this stuff. Get all this stuff out of here. You know I have them, man. We don't need to put them back here. But when she said, you the mule. Just go get the money. Don't say nothing else. That's all you do. So I'm just the mule, Dan. That's all I do. I go plow the land.
Hey, what do you plow the land? What are you doing with Stunt? Did you start a social media app?
Oh yeah, Stunt. Dan, you know. We go a lot of places. We've been a lot of places, Dan. You know, sometimes.
No. We haven't been in wild places.
We've been a lot of places. I didn't say wild places, but a lot of places. Man.
We weren't in wild.
No, wait. Don't act like that, Dan. Don't make me stop.
No. I wasn't there in the 90s.
Don't make me lift the skirt a little bit now.
I wasn't there in the 90s. I wasn't there with.
Don't make me lift that skirt a little bit now. We were at it was Jacksonville, but we were out there in a wild place in Jacksonville.
I was at the club, not the club, Mike. I was at a club, not the club.
Forget that, dude. That was the funniest thing we've ever had. I know we're doing this in front of people. Listen. We went one night, Sunday night, we got the Super Bowl. It was cracking. It was packed. It was beautiful. Beautiful crowd. We came back. We said, man, let's go back to that place sometime towards
the end. I was the only white guy in there that night.
Yeah, that crowd was different. This crowd is certainly darkening up some.
I'm like, Mike, I'm going to ask for a light beer. Is that okay?
I said, Dan, you got spread. You good, buddy. You good. You got. Hey, they like you, Dan. You good.
The brothers kept saying, I got cable, man. I know who you are.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, that's my buddy. That's great. That's one of the greatest times I've ever had, man. Oh. Man, we had such a good time that night with all them brothers around there. I just kept trying to start stuff. You said I do brothers, Dan.
I sat at the bar and I just nursed my beer. You know, and Mike is trying to say I'm saying things about other people in the bar. What'd you say about them? And I go, Michael, stop it. Stop it. What did you say about them, DP? And I go, I didn't say anything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, that was so much fun.
You know what? Maybe we'll do it in Vegas, Mike.
I'll never forget that. We got to do it again in Vegas.
Hey.
Yeah, you know I love you, buddy. That was good stuff.
Great to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you, dude.
Thank
We're
going
to get back right, man. We're going to get it back right.
Thank you.
Don't worry. We're going to get us some more of those.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Michael. That's Michael Irvin. That's the playmaker. Yeah, he's like, D, we did Sports Center, and he goes, come on, we got to go out. We're in Jacksonville. I go, so where are we going? He goes, I got a place, got a club. Walk in. I was, you know, not a lot of people. Next thing I know, about an hour later, packed. I said, Mike, I'm the only white guy in here. He goes, D, it's okay. It's okay. I said, all right. I sat at the bar. I think I had a Miller Lite. I don't think I moved. Just like, I'm good right here.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.